Hello, we are on in a lesson on the topic of all your actions shall be for the sake of the Creator. We'll continue from excerpt number 8. You can find the study material in the Arvut system and on kabbalahgroup.info, and you can also send your questions there. All your actions will be for the sake of the Creator. Rav, please.
This is called that the person is in Lishma, that all the cases that come his way that are opportune before him, he can aim them towards the Creator. And he has nowhere else to aim himself. Rather, only for his heart to be aimed towards the Creator and for him to do everything for the benefit of the Creator in order to bestow to him, in order to delight him, and only for him. That's called Lishma. That's called for the sake of above. It's called in order to bestow to the Creator, etc. There are many names to it, but the subject matter, the essence of it is one. You don't receive anything else than the Creator that's before him, and it's only towards him that he sends all his deeds and all his thoughts. That is what we have. So let's see what Rabash writes about this.
All your actions shall be for the Creator, for the sake of the Creator. Rabash, number 8. If he begins to work for the sake of the Creator, then he needs the greatness of the King. It follows that if he does not yearn for the greatness of the King, it is a sign that he is not working for the sake of the Creator. Thus, specifically when he chases greatness, it is a sign that he wants to achieve a state where he can say that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator. And afterwards, when he feels that he must know that he has a great and important king, and he sees that this is to him the main disruptor, what he needs in order to be able to overcome the will to receive, he comes to the second stage, when he has to run away from greatness, and he wants to work for the sake of the Creator unconditionally, which is called above reason. In other words, although his reason tells him, you see that you believe in only a small king, a person should still say to me, you are a great king. As though I felt it. I believe above reason that you are a great king as though I felt it.
Yes, this is what happens to a person if he comes closer to Lishma. If there are no questions, oh, there is. PT29, please.
How
does for the sake of the Creator works if he doesn't have the greatness of the King? That's how he opens it up.
How he works for the sake of the heavens. If he doesn't have a king, he can't work that way.
Rabash writes, if he begins to work for the sake of the Creator,
as if he's working like for the sake of the Creator, and then he realizes he can't do so without having the greatness of the King, where it will appear to him in his mind, in his heart, in his feeling, that he has a great King, and he wants to work only for him, and not to leave anything for himself, and then he sees that he's still missing the recognition of the greatness of the King, which doesn't let him rise to the degree of the sake of the Creator, the true such degree, where all his desires, all his forces, all his thoughts will only be of the Creator, and not any for himself, because he doesn't even exist. He disconnects from himself and inserts himself fully to the Creator. And only in such a way he sees his state, his existence.
Another question. It's not clear what kind of work it is, unconditionally. It looks like there's no desire that can fit this kind of work.
You try what we're talking about so that you will truly have work to constantly do, where you'll be chasing after the recognition, the understanding, the greatness of the Creator, for it all to be there before you. And you want all your thoughts and desires to send to Him. And only His greatness, where He is the unique and only one in reality, and that there is no reality without Him, and only Him. So if you depict Him in such a way correctly, you will see that there's none else besides Him, and then nothing remains for you but to see reality in such a way.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 2.
And then when he sees reality in this way, what should he do then?
To nullify. Which is the only result that remains for him. And that's it. And then he can completely serve only for the sake of the Creator.
And that's the work, annul and let him do what he wants.
That's what he wants.
To annul before him?
To annul before the Creator. Upon all the disturbances, if they're there, his will to receive and other things, nullifying before the Creator is all the work, because it's the truth. That only one force operates in reality, and all the disturbances that are there are specifically for you to rise above them, annul them, say that the fact that they're there is a falsehood and they don't exist, and you adhere to the one true force.
And that is called adhesion?
It's not yet called adhesion, dvikut. You're going to attain dvikut.
Kiev.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, мы по сути всю свою работу в десятке строим.
Hello, Rav. In principle, we're establishing our entire work in the ten on the greatness of the Creator. The Creator is important to us. And here in the excerpt, he speaks about the second stage where a person has to avoid or even run away from the greatness of the Creator. How does this stage looks in the work of the ten?
I can't tell you anything. I am trying to erect the greatness of the Creator in the ten, such that we will all want to come to this revelation that only the Creator dwells, that's the truth, and all the qualities, desires, and thoughts that are in me, I annul in a manner that I want to be connected to that one upper force which operates in reality, and to stabilize it as clearly as possible, where it stands out above all the disturbances, specifically thanks to the disturbances. And that's how I advance towards the clarification of this form, of this one force, which reigns in all of reality. And it will be clearer. And I am more and more connected to him, close to him. This is all through the scrutinies, by me thinking about him, isolating him from all the disturbances, distancing these disturbances, scrutinizing them, the states, such that what remains after the scrutiny is but one force, which exists in all of reality, that there's none else besides him.
Можно уточнить. Здесь явно сказано, что человек должен избегать величия Творца. Я же не могу в десятке.
It says here that a person has to avoid the greatness of the Creator, to run away from it. I can do it in the ten. So how can I do it in the ten during the work if we're constantly raising the greatness of the Creator in the ten? What is the stage that he's describing? How can we implement it in the ten? I didn't get it.
I want to feel in the ten that we don't have any goal in the whole ten other than the feeling of the greatness of the Creator that will rule us. And the more concealed it will be, the more I will try to reveal him more and more. Not him, but to think about him as the Great One, as the one who includes all of reality.
Moscow Free.
Спасибо. Вопрос, вот когда величие Творца исчезает,
when the greatness of the Creator disappears, when we ourselves are trying to build it, there's a feeling as if you've lost all connection with the Creator. It's not clear through what, where to touch this force. As if they took the ruler from you and you don't know if you're bestowing, not bestowing, or receiving him anywhere.
Right.
You were seemingly lost in a new model, now using what? How do you measure? What is the ruler for me, the measuring instrument? What constitutes the connection with the Creator right now? If we have to build this connection from a state where he does not exist, and now where he does exist.
There's one force in reality that is concealed from you, and you want to discover it, and you can't for the time being. You don't know how to aim yourself towards him. And this way you will come closer. This is how you will come closer. Imagine to yourself that there's one unique and special force, good, that does good, concealed from you in every way, and how you can reveal him, and how you can, with all your thoughts and deeds, aim yourself towards him, specifically to him only. Think about it, and try to be aimed to him and come closer to him each time, more and more. That's how we do it.
Можно вот спросить, то есть я не хочу, чтобы величие Творца раскрывалось. То есть это как будто.
I don't want the greatness of the Creator to be revealed. It's as if taking the freedom of choice from a person. How to work in it? What is the current connection? You have only friends and some connection. You have only what? Like the intention, some yearning to bestow to the friends. But how to measure it right now?
Look for it.
Search
what it means to be aimed towards the Creator. That's the question.
Florida.
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
at the end here, he says, even though you see, you believe in only a small king, a person should still say, to me, you are a great king. Why should he, if he doesn't feel it, why should he say it? He's not tricking the creator. Is it a psychological thing?
No, he needs to get to there. He needs to yearn for that, to want to see that the creator is the king of the world, meaning that there is none but him. And he is going to come closer to him, to connect to him. And by that, he sees his whole purpose, his whole goal. That all the rest are degrees of still vegetative inanimate. And the degree of speaking is where he constantly yearns to reveal the Creator as the one that rules over all of reality. Also about upon still vegetative and animal.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. Si quitamos la grandeza del creador.
Good morning, Rav. Friends. If we cancel the greatness of the creator, if we take it out of our advancement, all that's left is the coarseness?
I didn't understand the question.
Antonio is asking, if you take out the greatness of the Creator, which is a great thing, we use it to advance towards Him. In that case, all that's left is what remains underneath, which is the will to receive.
There's nothing besides the will to receive. We have in us the will to receive, and we see everything inside the will to receive. Only the desire to receive, we appreciate. We live within it, measure through it, everything with the desire to receive. And I need now, instead of relating to my desire to receive, to begin to relate to the force of bestowal that is outside my desire to receive. And that's the Creator. And I want to attribute, to send all my thoughts and desires to be aimed to Him, to the Creator, which is outside of my will to receive. Outside of me. Is that clear? Help me say this in a clearer way. I'm willing. And then if I will be aimed in such a way to the Creator, that's called Lishma. And that is actually the correct thought, the correct direction for the desires and thoughts of mine. And if I aim myself fully in such a way, it's considered that I've reached the end of correction, because I did this upon all my thoughts and desires. Do this as compact as possible. Concise, shortened. And then you won't err.
Entonces, cuando nos damos cuenta que no hay nadie más que él,
in that case, when we pay attention to the fact that there is none else besides him, when we reach that feeling, in this way we're already seemingly in him.
We're always in him, in the Creator. We just don't identify him. Because there's none else besides him. And this force includes all of creation. And what we have, or that seems to us as if there are other forces, it's on purpose. He plays with us in such a way in order to develop in us the sense of recognition of evil. Whereas anything that's besides him is evil.
Itafo.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. Perché attraverso la sua grandezza i miei vasi di ricezione non ricevono nessuno?
Why is it that through his greatness my vessels of reception don't receive any fulfillment? Then I can be bestowed in this way?
Yes, it's all for your benefit. It's in order for you to choose between these two directions, these two opposing directions, and be able to advance in the right direction according to your choice.
Beseder?
Okay.
H-10.
H-10.
There is an article that explains how you have a sword on your neck, and who are you thinking about, the body or the friends, the creator? And this article explains that all the time, no matter what's going on, only faith above reason. And it doesn't matter what's going on in this body. The sword in, on the throat, only think of the friends. You helped. You asked for help.
Okay, thank you.
PT 35.
In order to feel the Creator, the true reality, do you have to be above reason all the time? Or this word seemingly comes off at some point, because it says seemingly, but when we feel it, it will not be seemingly.
Those are 2 degrees, one reason within reason and the other degree above reason. And I need to constantly advance to above reason, and it accordingly becomes my reason. That is how we come from lo lishma to lishma, from lo lishma to lishma.
It's going to be throughout the entire path or at some point?
Until the end of correction. Until the final correction.
Caro Rav, con questi passi ci propone di andare verso stati di lishma, ma poi...
Hey Rav, with these excerpts, you've given us the opportunity to go to lishma, and then you tell us that we haven't even reached a state of being servants of the Creator. How can we...
Lishma and the servant of the Creator are one and the same. The servant of the Creator is the degree of Moses. So don't get confused.
USA Northwest.
No, intendo desiderio di ricevere. Dice che siamo allo stato iniziale, non siamo ancora riusciti a capire che siamo schiavi del desiderio di ricevere.
We are servants of the will to receive, but we want to run away from under its control. We want to run away from its control. Although we are under that control, it's the reforming light which illuminates upon us as surrounding light and emerges us gradually to in order to bestow.
Barur, USA Northwest.
Clear?
You mentioned before that we advance according to our choice. Is our choice to accept whatever the Creator presents to us with joy? Is that our choice?
I can't say that way about everything because there are many people and we're going through all kinds of states. But mostly when we come to a state that all that comes from the Creator is for the good and we receive everything with love and joy.
Thank you.
About this general question, I can't answer any other way. Okay.
French.
Que la grandeur du roi, est-ce que c'est un ensemble d'émotions et de réflexions bien orientées dont je peux dire ça, c'est la grandeur du roi?
Can we say that there's a collection of thoughts and emotions that are called the greatness of the king? How to point to identify the greatness of the king?
How to point?
אני לא הבנתי שאלה.
I didn't understand the question.
Is asking, is there a collection of thoughts and emotions that I can recognize that are called the greatness of the king?
לי אין. אני תמיד
I don't have it. I am constantly asking for me to have it.
אני תמיד מבקש ש...
I am constantly asking to have a desire, thought, feeling of the greatness of the king. And for this to draw me, and for me, to give myself for it. What does it mean, Lishma? That the greatness of the king is revealed in me is revealed in such a manner that I am devoted to it. I'm devoted to Him. Where I don't want anything more except for the sake of the greatness of the King to do all kinds of actions in mind and heart. Okay.
Kiev 2.
Мастеров, мировой клин. Когда пропадает величие царя, остается...
Hello, Rav, world clean. When the greatness of the king disappears,
вот этот, ощущение всей сущности,
we're left with a feeling that he's present everywhere. Can we call this feeling Lishma, faith above reason?
Again.
Yes, let's say so.
Vlad, לא שומעים אותך.
We can't hear you, Vlad.
Can't hear.
לא. תיכנס ותצא.
Leave and come back.
טוב, בינתיים German 4.
Okay, meanwhile we'll go to German 4.
Liebes Weltli, ein Freund stellt die Frage, warum Glauben besser ist als fühlen.
From a friend. Why is it better to believe than to feel?
It's not that it's better, it's a completely different vessel. To feel is in the vessels of reception. To believe is in vessels of bestowal. It's in the force of bina, faith. It's an unlimited vessel within which I can feel, locate such states that in the mind and the heart I can never perceive, grasp.
German, okay or no?
Okay.
PT31. Is there a connection between detecting the disturbance as a means for advancement and the level of connection in the 10?
We certainly can later locate this connection and see in what direction and what states we have disturbances through. And we will identify our lives filled with disturbances, where there are those amongst them that come to us for us not to fall to the network of the Sitra Acha, those that are there for us not to run away from the direction of the purpose of creation, and so on and so forth. Whatever appears to us as disturbances right now are actually guidances. These are guidances towards the purpose of creation, towards the end of correction. It's a long path. We don't see that it's aimed that way towards there exactly, but that's how it is. Every disturbance, even the smallest one, corrects us towards the end of correction.
So can you say that the greater the level of connection in the 10, the more you can recognize the disturbance as a means for advancement?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, teacher. Rav, what is the greatness of the Creator in faith above reason?
The greatness of the Creator in faith above reason is called that really it's the only force which operates in reality, which spins everything and arranges everything. There's none else besides Him. And He wants all of creation from its beginning to its end, which He created in an opposite quality to Himself, to draw all of this reality to Him. And then all the created beings, even in their parts of still vegetative and animal, will also feel a belonging to that force, the source, and the goal of all of creation.
Учитель, а в чем отличие величия Творца в вере выше знания и в знании?
What's the difference between the greatness of the Creator in faith above reason and His greatness within reason? Where should we transfer from?
Inside our knowledge, we cannot grasp the Creator. We can receive only the small illumination that comes to the vessels of still vegetative inanimate. To feel the Creator, not what He does with us. We can only through the degree of development in which we are then called Adam, one who resembles Him. To resemble the Creator is called that I bestow to Him back from what He is bestowing to me. I for my beloved and my beloved for me. And then it turns out that in such a way we enter into contact with Him and begin to reveal Him, meaning that we seemingly climb upon Him. And then I ask for but one thing. I only want His greatness to draw me and aim me in all the thoughts and desires. Greatness.
That's
it. What does it mean, greatness? That I want to bestow to Him. Simply.
to
perform all the actions and deeds so that they will be aimed towards him.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, friends. I have a question from my
ten. Thank you, Rav, friends.
We are 10 friends sitting here, but you can only see 3 of us due to internet and power issues. The question is, when we came to this study, we had a dream or an idea of what this study can bring us, as if working in Lo Lishma. Now, we find ourselves in a state where we see that all that we hope to gain was a dream. And we find ourselves working in the desert, trying to find out how we can serve this wisdom. Is this the state that our teacher Rabash is trying to convey to us in this article?
We read, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday or the day before yesterday, that the spiritual work takes 20 and 30 years until a person truly enters it and connects to it in a true, serious, and practical way. And there's nothing to do. Before that, we will nevertheless have to continue as much as possible under the same framework that we are, for the time being, in, and advance according to that framework. Let's say you enter into a kindergarten, and you grow up, and according to the extent in which you grow, the kindergarten becomes more sophisticated, and then becomes a school, etc. Meaning that there's nothing we can do. It depends on our advancement. That's how we will do it. So we may have before us a few more good years before we reach Lishma. And that's not something special. It's not that we are slow, but rather that's our nature. Whereas that's how we need to change from the nature of the created beings to the nature of the Creator.
That's it.
And through this, we just need to participate. And we will succeed. I promise you. Whoever remains and goes will see that this is how we advance. And certainly it takes a few years, but this is what's happening in us.
Cab, you free.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Weltli. Thank you for letting me ask the question. Am I praying for me to get his greatness in order to pass it on to my Tam? Or do I ask for the collective? In other words, my Tam.
Both
for the Ten and for myself in order to pass it to the Ten. PT 22. Good morning, Rav. In our will to receive, we have things that help us implement our will to receive, which are our five senses. In the desire to bestow, are there also such manners that can strengthen us along the way in spirituality?
Yes. The main thing for us, as Rabash writes, is the first point, the first hold in Lishma. After that first point, we can continue with greater understanding, greater confidence, better feelings. We know exactly what to demand. Although this is above reason, but even above reason, we are within the reason that it is above reason, meaning we know what to demand. That's the main thing. Thank you very much.
Can we ask a question here, Artyom? How are all the desires and thoughts to, how can we send them to the Creator in practice?
Whatever you think that you wish to send, just aim, just want to send it, and then it's sent. The Creator is in your brain and in your heart. That's what you're thinking. Even thoughts that are against the Creator, desire against the Creator, nevertheless, He's in them.
Do I feel something? Do I think about something? What do I add to all the thoughts and all the desires to be certain that I am aimed to the Creator?
Through the friends. The Creator didn't just create this game for nothing. The friends had to break the system of Adam HaRishon and give us this work in the connection between us, in our vut, and so on and so forth. This is all so we would find the way to Him. Without it, we won't be able, wouldn't be able to do anything. Okay.
We need to come to complete annulment before the Creator. So what's the uniqueness of every friend in the ten?
He's like a sfira in the partsuf.
What does that mean?
He has a desire, he has thoughts, he's got his own role, and he has got to be for the sake of everyone. He has to be for everyone, like, let's say, Malchut, that collects all the impressions from everyone and combines them together.
So what is the annulment here?
I annul myself in order to assemble everyone inside of me.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you very much for this lesson. You just said that we need to change ourselves from the nature of the receivers to the nature of the Creator. So what exactly is the nature of the Creator to which we need to yearn and look at?
Love. Okay.
Ma.
Ma ze ava.
What?
What is love?
What is love? I don't know. You have to learn. This.
How will I learn?
From life. Do you love someone?
Of course.
Of course. Okay. So why should I explain to you if you love someone?
I
have nothing to say. The nature of the Creator is love. What is love? You think of his beloved, and he doesn't think about anything for himself except for how to fulfill his beloved.
Okay.
Good. So you see, you got something. Now realize it.
Thank you.
Oren, where are we?
We read excerpt number 8.
Quickly, 9 and 10.
If you want, we have the two excerpts that you mentioned earlier in your words about the 20, 30 years, about our first grip.
Okay, read it.
I'll read. Barashlam says in the Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy. The Wisdom of Kabbalah says it requires great sages who examine their hearts and study it for 20 or 30 years, and only then they will be able to testify to it. for the wisdom is deep and cannot be revealed by testimony or by experimentation, except to those believers who dedicate themselves to it with heart and soul.
Yes, let's say I'm studying for 44 years already. Before that I also studied, but not with Rabash. No, and what? But this is the correction of the soul. As eternal as the soul is, we'll continue to correct it.
Another verse from Baal HaSulam. The focal point in the work of the Creator is the first footing.
Yes, that's a great problem. A few years go by before a person can detect his footing in Lishma, in the Creator. That place is highly concealed. It's not clear. We don't feel it. We don't have vessels for it, neither in the desire nor in the thought. So until we get this point in our mind and heart, I guess, it takes time. Not only time, effort. And the main thing about it is patience. We are in the hands of the Creator. We'll do everything He demands of us as much as possible, and we'll let Him work on us.
In
excerpt number 9, Baal HaSulam says, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one must pray from the bottom of the heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to receive anything. To want to work entirely to bestow, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator, to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As he sees that he cannot persuade this body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted. We must know that by attaining Lishma, one puts the evil inclination to death, since the evil inclination is the will to receive. And acquiring the desire to bestow cancels the will to receive from being able to do anything. This is considered putting it to death, since it has been removed from its role office, and it has nothing more to do since it is no longer in use. When it is revoked from its function, this is considered putting it to death.
Again,
Again, excerpt number 9. One must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know, when exerting to attain the lishma, to take upon himself to work, to want to work entirely, to bestow completely. Meaning, only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally, as he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart. And then his prayer is accepted. We must know that by attaining Lishma, one puts the evil inclination to death. Since the evil inclination is the will to receive, and acquiring the desire to bestow, for him to be able to know what to do, this is considered that he is putting it to death. Since it has been removed from its office and it has nothing more to do, since it is no longer in use, when it is revoked from its function, this is considered putting it to death.
Yes, lanu rak Moscow free.
Спасибо. Можно сказать, что вот в этой момент, в который человек приходит, это от безумия.
Can we say that the prayer a person comes to, he comes to from despair, from having no other way? And because the evil inclination gives him, takes his forces, he has no forces, and the only way to do this is to acquire the force of bestowal.
Also true.
Tadav.
Thank you, Rav. He says in the excerpt that we can't cancel himself, he can't annul himself, but he only agrees to work unconditionally. What does that mean exactly?
He agrees to work unconditionally. He agrees with everything that comes out of the Creator. He's still confused whether or not it's coming from the Creator, but if he also feels that it's coming from the Creator, he's willing to annul himself completely. Yes, so on.
Rav, what does it mean that he puts the will to receive to death after it's the will to receive that is standing up each time in a higher level and needs to be intensified and controlled?
And he actually fights against it. As much as the will to receive demands from him all kinds of actions, he wants the will to bestow through the group to the Creator. He wants that to guide him, to direct him.
So what does it mean to put to death the will to receive in practice?
That's the meaning of putting the will to receive to death. The will to receive remains, but it's not working in the form of for itself. Our entire work is in how to turn our actions to in order to bestow.
Nothing more to do. The will to receive remains, and even the shells and everything, it all remains until the end of correction in the Achoraim, the posterior of all the Parzufim, and the entire system. And we only ask to have the possibility of working to bestow contentment to the Creator. Imagine that you want, let's all of us have this exercise all over the world. Let us have this exercise. How do we all, right now, how do we all think about doing something for the sake of the Creator? Take a step towards Him. That whatever we do will be received in Him from all of our desires, all of our inclinations. That's what we want to happen. Okay.
Zichron tu.
Good morning, friends. From our work, it's clear to us that we won't be able to beat the desire, but there's a certain cyclic where each time we try to, we get to despair, the will to receive will win each time, and each time the question rises, what can we do to shorten the process? Now, the question is whether the fact that we're thinking to shorten the process, isn't that putting conditions?
We're not talking about shortening the process. Where did you take those words? I don't know.
Maybe the times to shorten.
We wish to connect in order to bestow to the Creator. And replace it with such words like, I wish to shorten the process. I don't think it's bringing us closer to bestowal.
To get to the goal, maybe? Is that okay to say?
Reach the goal is confusing. Who knows how you imagine the goal?
So what's the attitude we should be giving to this? This thing, to let it be?
Reach connection from which we bestow to the Creator. I detect in the Zichron group some winds that are not properly guided. Think about it, talk about it. What's happening there? PT5.
Thank you, Rav. What is this condition that's put upon a person to do all the deeds that can be done in the world in order to get this degree of Lishma?
Anything I can do in order to come closer to Lishma, to bestow to the Creator.
Yes, but it's kind of, this is the classical claim of the will to receive that says, you didn't do all that you could do in this world, so you don't have the ability to pray. Work, first of all.
Why? To pray is also to come closer.
When
praying is one of the most important acts in approaching the Creator and bestowing to the Creator, specifically through the prayer.
So prayer here enters within the deeds that he's talking about.
Of course, as is the main deed, the main action. You aim your will to receive your will to the Creator. What else do you have to do? It's expressed through prayer.
Rav, can I also ask?
Yes.
You gave earlier, two questions ago, an exercise for us to all think about how we perform an action for the sake of the Creator. And then you explained to the Zichron group that we're actually aimed towards connecting more in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Meaning that the intention for doing something for the Creator is necessarily intensifying the connection between us. We don't yet have a grip onto the Creator. What we have is the connection between us and towards it, and upon it we need to work.
the connection between us, or the correct connection between us means that you, we are locating the Creator.
Okay, I mean, we need to work on the connection until the correct form of connection will be revealed, and then it will be revealed.
Yes.
Buongiorno, Rav. Oggi tanti amici attraversano stati dove...
Today, many friends are going through states that they see that corporeality,
ma allora,
it's not worthwhile to work for this will to receive. So what is missing to make that switch? I'm talking about the push for moving to bestowal.
We're missing the greatness of the Creator. That all the time it will be before our eyes. And all of that depends on how much the friends, the whole group is aimed at it and wants it to be this way. Even without talking, let alone when we are talking. For the time being, it's important for us to talk about it as well. And later on, we won't even need to talk. Kabbalists don't really speak among themselves about the work of the Creator. It's all clear. It's all there already.
Max 6.
Спасибо, Рав. Возможно, вы уже ответили, но все-таки...
Thank you, Rav.
Я все еще не вижу, что...
Maybe you answered already, but nevertheless, if I don't yet see, meaning my body doesn't agree fully to work for the sake of the Creator, but on the contrary, if I actually see that the body feels how you can receive a certain pleasure from this, and that's why it agrees, is it?
Tikrama Amarim.
Think about it all the time. Read the articles by Rabash. Bala Sulam also writes about it. And all of reality in our lives, our efforts, we have no other goal but to reach Lishma. What does it mean, Lishma? To bestow to the Creator. That's it. To bestow to the Creator. Let us try to bestow to the Creator with everything we have each and every moment.
On the other hand, if in this excerpt we go and replace all the for sake of the Creator with for the sake of the friends, then the inner resistance begins. So is it worthwhile to pray to reach bestowal so that I'll be able to operate fully for them?
Think about the Creator for the time being. Get used to that. From that, you'll come down. In order to realize bestowal to the Creator, you will have to come down to the friends, nevertheless. And from the friends, when you bestow to them, through them you bestow to the Creator.
Please, Dudi. What does it mean that the greatness of the Creator leads the ten?
The ten has only one goal ahead of it, to reach the greatness of the Creator, so their connection, their thoughts, desires, actions will all be, will all stem from their feeling of the greatness of the Creator that's right before them.
How is the greatness of the Creator felt?
In the fact that he dwells in all of the thoughts and desires of a person.
And how do we create the atmosphere of the greatness of the Creator in the ten, even without talking, without physical connection?
If you think about it, you'll see just how much you're influencing each other with the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and how it shakes you and moves you and
and gets you into a state of fear.
Even when each is disconnected from each other, where I think myself on the greatness of the Creator and the Ten.
Yes, yes, it doesn't matter.
Another question, and how is our bestowal assist the Creator? How does it, my Ten, do for the Creator?
We want to make all our actions only in His direction, for His sake. Although He doesn't need it, but they want this to aim us.
How do we know that we're doing that? Is there a certain result, or is it just a matter of our exertion?
We'll feel it as a result.
Thank you.
Rav,
it is written here, it turns out that specifically in a time where he sees there's no hope that his body will agree on its own to serve for the Creator. And then his prayer is from the depth of his heart. How not to deceive or dilute himself to thinking that, or even hoping that, yes, his body will agree to work.
Do as it's written. Very simple. More and more and more.
Let's do a song and then we'll continue. We had questions that we didn't get to ask it. Do we want to? I remember Haifa and a few other friends.
Do
they still have questions?
Yes, Haifa 1. Good morning, Rav. We learn that in the right connection in the 10, we discover the Creator. I want to scrutinize it in this angle. From all transgressions, all the sins are covered by love. The crimes are our growing ego, the hatreds, rejection, and what covers is love, bestowal. Upon that point, we say, that's the Creator, that He has revealed. Is that correct?
Yes, the Creator is revealed from within the crimes. Let's read Turkey 4.
Turkey 4.
Friend from the Ten is asking, although there is no love in us, how can we receive the love of the Creator so that we can give that love to our friend?
Again?
Although there is no love in us, how can we receive the love of the Creator so that we can give that love to our friend?
That's also with the help of the Creator. He gives us the feeling of love in such a way that we will be able to understand and to feel the essence of that love and pass it on to others. And it's specifically above rejection and hate and all kinds of forms we'll discover that exist between us until we wish to kill one another. And that's how it is, the advancement of light from darkness. There's nothing to be afraid of, to be alarmed from the negative relationships that appear between us at home, at work, in public, in the country, between countries, in the world. All of it is to finally reveal the connection between us. There cannot be any good without bad. That's why we need to relate to all those things, not with anger or hastily, but to understand that this is the world. That's nature. All the good is revealed only from within the bad, and the bad is revealed first, and on top of it, we reveal the good. That's it. Yeah, there are many verses on that.
31. He writes at the beginning of the excerpt that it's upon a person to do all the actions possible in the world in order to reach the sake of the Creator, and then he can give a prayer from the bottom of his heart. The question, it's not clear that in this world, that when I invest in something, I come and demand a much greater reward than that which I invested. Why in our path, the prayer from the depth of the heart only comes after so many efforts? Why are we so nice to the Creator and not capable of demanding, even if I didn't do all the efforts?
You can't demand because you don't have a desire for it. Do you have a desire for bestowal? For love, for connection? No. And with what else can you turn to the Creator? He's got nothing else besides that. He gives out only love, connection, completion. That's all that stuff. We don't want it.
Okay,
Oren, where are we?
We're on excerpt number 10.
Let's
from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. We can say, if we pay close attention, that the period of Lo Lishma is the more important time, since it is easier to unite the act with the Creator. This is so because in Lishma, one says that he did this good deed because he is serving the Creator in wholeness. And all his actions, are for the sake of the Creator. It follows that He is the owner of the act. However, when one works lo lishma, one does not do the good deed for the sake of the Creator. Thus, he cannot come to Him with a complaint that he deserves a reward. Thus, for him, the Creator does not become indebted. Hence, why did he do that good deed? It's only because the Creator provided him an opportunity that this sum would compel him and force him to do it.
Let's go to women. We have a lot of material. Women, please.
Again, Shalom Rav, USA.
Hello, Rav. From USA 3, how can we respond correctly to everything the Creator is sending us if it's painful?
Hold on, again.
How
do we respond correctly to everything the Creator is sending us if it's painful?
I still didn't understand.
How do we respond correctly to everything that the Creator is sending us if it's painful, whatever He's sending?
We still accept it, and we want to accept it with love, because all of these things, they come to us for correction, even though it's above life and death. We still accept these matters towards correction.
Yes.
Does thinking of greatness of the Creator mean thinking of greatness of bestowal?
Yes, of course. The greatness of bestowal, the quality of bestowal, is greater than any other quality. All of the other qualities were created artificially only in order for us, through them, to reveal the greatness of the quality of bestowal.
From West 2, in Excerpt 8, it's not clear why a person yearning for the greatness of the Creator is called work for Lishma, and not a sort of reception that is similar to Lo Lishma.
Because a person doesn't think of himself, there aren't results that are for the benefit of a person in bestowal, incorrect bestowal.
Is that not human nature to want to serve someone greater than him?
It is, in order to receive, of course. It also gives a person greatness to the extent that I'm connected to someone great. But it's not lishma, it's not for the Creator's sake. Because the actions themselves need to be actions of bestowal, you understand? Other than serving the Great One, the action itself is only in order to serve the Great One. Yes.
From Almata, is there a common denominator between the feeling of greatness of the Creator in a person to building the masach, the screen?
When we start building a screen, a masach, then we'll see.
From Moscow 18, what does it mean that I can give the Creator and everything I'm in? How can I actually do it?
It's all simply through connection with the friends. Only to arrange this with actions towards the friends, and then you'll see to the extent that you're in this or not. Next.
PT 6. If all the thoughts are from the Creator, what does it mean to send my thoughts back to the Creator?
But I'm the one that scrutinizes these thoughts, and I think of them that they're mine after I scrutinize them. And the thought that I scrutinize and want to reach out to the Creator through, that is what I'm sending.
I heard we should bestow to the Creator and everything we are in every moment. I still don't understand how to implement it. Is it enough that I'm thinking of Him, that wanting to bestow to Him?
Yes, it's enough to think, to constantly think, how am I bestowing on Him?
Mach 25. How can we ask from the bottom of the heart to bestow to the friends and the Creator if the will to receive is scared that it will lose himself in trying to run from the work?
After the will to receive gets this fright and loses everything that it has in it, then you begin to feel that you're entering the spiritual world.
French 1. How do I ask for my friends to be in Lishma?
I want all of us to be in Lishma, and above thoughts and desires and egoistic calculations of ours, and there we will truly connect together. We will lose each one their ego, and we will think about the actions, the states, the world, that it's entirely in bestowal.
Are we in lo lishma? How do we know?
Thoughts for our own benefit in any form. These are states which are not for the Creator's sake, lo lishma. Thoughts that are for the others, and that are truly the others, not someone that's close to me or related, but that are for the well-being of the others. These are states of lishma, for the Creator's sake.
From PT 10, you said a person wants to run away from the force of the Creator in order to not be his slave. So what's the difference between a state where someone aspires to be the Creator's servant and not the ego, and wants the Creator to control him, compared to the state that a person wants to run away from his control in order to not be his slave?
That's a little bit confused, but main thing for us is that we won't get anything out of it. I personally don't want anything from it, only to give contentment to the Creator through the friends.
From Chile. If we are always in Him and the Creator, what seems to us that He's playing with us, and we recognize Him as evil. So what's the purpose of the work that He's playing with us in such a way that we'll see other forces?
I really don't know what to say. I don't hear questions. Maybe you repeat it again.
If we are always in Him, in the Creator, and it seems to us as if He's playing with us, and we recognize Him as being evil, so what's the purpose in such a way of work?
What's His purpose, that He's playing with us that way?
Yes.
It's in order to confuse us, to force us to rise above reason. That's His goal. To force us to go above our egoistic nature, where we will see that we cannot exist. So He does all kinds of actions to awaken us, to force us.
PT6, you recommended we do an exercise that we all think of how to take a step towards the Creator. And what should everyone make an effort today so we can really take a step towards Him?
I want to feel what lies within the friend and to connect with him, to adhere to him, and to do all of the actions in order to help him rise from what he is to the degree of faith, faith above reason, to the degree of bestowal. That is what I want to do, to uplift the friend. That's it, thank you. Good. All right, so we are moving on to... We also have an article today.
We have two parts before us, the Gatehouse of Intentions, and then the article, The Peace in the World.
So let's move on to Peace in the World.
So, transition.